My name is Sergio Mendez. My date of birth is June 22nd, 1998. And I was born in Lima, Peru. I lived in San Borja, and I grew up on the coast. So pretty much my meals consisted of like ceviche and like a lot of raw seafood, and you know, it's just like really like that's what, you know, like Lima is like, it's on the coast. So it was like going to the, like for fun, we used to go to the beach like every week because it was just walking distance, you know. And I was like maybe like 5 and a half, turning 6. It's when I moved to, like that's when I was making my transition to move here. So I moved to the U.S. Maybe like around like May, halfway through my like first grade. I moved here and I went to like a school in Pennsylvania, and I just remember like first grader Sergio just not knowing what was going on in class. Like I knew a little bit of English just because like they teach you English in Peru since pre-K. But yeah, I just remember sitting in the classroom not knowing anything, and like no one, there was like literally not a single Hispanic kid in my classroom, which to me was shocking. I was like, what is this, you know? But yeah, so after Pennsylvania, I lived there for 3 months. My sister told me we were going to be moving to Puerto Rico. But before we went there, we stopped in New Jersey because my brother was there. So it was my first time realizing that I'm going from state to state. And that was also another culture shock because I feel like the town we were living in Pennsylvania was such like a white community. Like it was just like so like rare to see Hispanics there. To New Jersey, where like literally like if you were to ask anyone from the East Coast, like New Jersey, New York are the places to go if you want to feel like you're back home. I remember I was in one town, like in one city in New Jersey, like around maybe like I think it was Hackensack or around Newark. It was just kind of like one whole strip just felt like Lima, and that was amazing. And then we moved to Puerto Rico, and when I moved to Puerto Rico, I still didn't know English, right? So I went to a Catholic school because like Puerto Rico is a really Catholic like country. But yeah, so I was in Puerto Rico for 3 years, and I went to a Catholic school for a year and a half. And then my sister was telling, you know, like, because my brother-in-law, he works, you know, like, his job requires him to, like, transfer from a lot. So, you know, it gave me the opportunity to experience a lot and go travel. And, you know, I was really thankful for that, you know. And so when my sister told us around, like, maybe a year and a half into living in Puerto Rico that we were going to be, you know, moving maybe back to the U.S. instead of being in Puerto Rico, I started going to like in the military base in Puerto Rico, I started going to like English speaking school. And I started like learning English, but like all the teachers there were Puerto Rican, and in Puerto Rico you speak Spanish. So it was just like so funny to me because like I'm supposed to be learning English, but at the same time, I'm just like literally like my teachers are translating all the answers or like all the questions and the tests in Spanish. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, like it was just funny to me because I didn't get to learn English, but the culture in Puerto Rico, I miss it. Like it was, you know, like I miss my own culture just because of the food and the traditions and because I'm born there. But Puerto Rico is so much fun. Like calm waters in the Gulf of Mexico, and you know, the Atlantic Ocean's like right there too, you know, so it's not that far away. it was just so beautiful. I lived in Gurabo, which is like a city right in the center of Puerto Rico. It was really interesting because my mom and I are so used to being by the coast. So it's like when we were in Pennsylvania, there's no coast there. You know, we just miss it. Like our body just craved it. You know, it's kind of one of those things like you just crave that, like being next to the coast and seafood and like smelling the ocean and like the ocean breeze, you know, running through you. It was something we missed a lot. But no, yeah, like going back to Puerto Rico though. So I was around maybe 9 turning 10. Was the last time that I was there. It was my last year there. I knew like very, very little English. Like I had a really thick accent. You know, like I didn't know anything. It was just really, it was a really funny time. And I remember I had a rat tail on the back of my head because all the rappers there, you know, like they had one and all of my neighbors had one. And like I just wanted to fit in and like be one of the cool kids. So like I definitely had a rat tail because it was just kind of like it was a cultural thing in, you know, like Puerto Rico. Like if you were cool, you had one. If you weren't, you didn't have one. So, you know, we decided to move when I was like 9, 10, like 9.5, 10, to move here to Portland. We were supposed to be living in Northwest Portland, but my brother-in-law didn't want to do that. And then we were looking at other suburbs because he wanted to live in a suburb. So we were looking at Tualatin, West Lynn, and Lake Oswego. And then, you know, Lake Oswego had like the best school district, so like that's where we decided to move to Lake Oswego. And at the time, I was going to Forest Hills Elementary, and I was just like, again, you know, like I was thrown in a classroom halfway through the school year, not knowing anything or anyone. I was just kind of like, what is going on? Oh, and another thing too, you know, like this is when they had to change. Because like throughout like my whole life, everyone called me Alonso, which is like my middle name. And it was when I moved here is when they were like, no, your name is Sergio. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, it's your first name. And I said, okay, but like I want to go by my middle name. And they told me I couldn't. And that was when I moved here to Portland is when that happened. And you know, like they told me I could, but I have to have like a parent consent to officially do the whole thing. It's when they had to change, because like throughout like my whole life, everyone called me Alonso, which is like my middle name. And it was when I moved here is when they were like, no, your name is Sergio. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, it's your first name. And I said, okay, but like I want to go by my middle name. And they told me I couldn't. And that was when I moved here to Portland, is when that happened. And, you know, like, they told me I could, but I have to have, like, a parent consent to officially do the whole thing. So, like, me being lazy, I was just kind of like, honestly, you can call me whatever you want. Like, at this point, I just don't care. I'm already making a big deal out of this. Like, it doesn't matter. And I thought, you know, like, I'm just gonna tell all my friends my name is Alonzo. But, like, since I didn't know English, how am I supposed to tell? You know, it was just like a whole thing. But I met someone there that was from Peru. And to me, that was like, oh my God, like, no way. Like, I started, like, speaking to him in Spanish, like, nonstop. And he was like, slow down. You know, like, yeah, I'm from Peru, but, like, I was born here, bro. You know? And I was like, okay, it's like my bad, you know? But, like, you know, my mom came in to pick me up, and he was still there. And, like, our parents exchanged numbers. it was nice to know that we weren't the only Peruvians here, just because, like, or that we weren't the only Hispanics here, because, you know, my mom and I are stuck in a house, and it was like, well, it was like February here in Oregon. It was like snowing like 2 days before. We were like, what is going on? You know, like, this is scary. You know, like, it was like super cold. It gets dark every single, like, before like 3 p.m. We were like, dude, this is so sad. You know, like, you know, we just came from Puerto Rico. We came from an island, you know, like, to like cold, rainy Oregon, you know. So yeah, so after, like, I went to ESL classes, and that was crazy. I didn't know what to expect, but, you know, they were trying to teach me English and help me understand, you know, like, because they knew I wasn't stupid, you know, they knew I can do the math and I can do the stuff, but, like, the transition and, like, all the books you guys have read, you know, like, not you guys, I mean, like, kids have read, like, read from pre-K to, like, fourth grade, like, you know, there's so many vocabulary and so many words you guys already knew, and, like, the references and the metaphors and, like, all that stuff came from, you know, early childhood experiences, and I had no idea of any of the things you had, like, I didn't understand humor in English, like, I didn't understand humor until I was, like, maybe, like, 14, you know? We found a home over on the other side of the lake, by, like, Lake Ridge side. So I went to Westridge. It was, like, by Westridge Elementary School. So, yeah, Westridge was, like, where I learned officially, like, English, because I was just thrown in a classroom, and Westridge had no Hispanics, which is really, to me, was even worse, because at least in Forest Hills, there was one Hispanic kid that, like, knew a little bit of Spanish, and I can relate to him. But when I moved to, like, the Westridge side of the school, like, it was, like, no Hispanics. The teacher didn't know any Spanish. Like, no one knew Spanish. Like, I think there was one teacher who can say, like, hola. You know, like, that was it. Or, like, you know, like, como te llamas, like, the most simple things ever. And I was just kind of like, it's not going to help me, you know, this doesn't help me at all. So then that's when, like, I literally was like, just imagine being thrown in a classroom where, like, you're the only one that can speak your own language, but, like, everyone else, it's just, like, has no idea how to speak it, and you look different than everyone else there, and you're dressed completely different than everyone else there, because your fashion, you're, like, it's just, it was really intimidating, you know, and then I was also going to ESL classes, and, like, when I was doing math and all that stuff, like, my teachers had to translate it to me, just because my reading comprehension was not up to par. And but, like, at that time, like, fifth grade, I was like 10 years old. I could understand it more than I can speak it, you know, and when I was speaking it, it was really hard for me because I still had an accent, so I was really shy about speaking. But it wasn't until my sixth grade year that I kind of, like, let loose. I still had a little bit of an accent, but it wasn't that noticeable, but I could notice it. And, like, I worked so hard not to lose my accent when I was 11, because I just felt like I'm going to be living in the U.S. for the rest of my life. Like, I want to fit in. Like, I don't want to lose my accent. You know, like, I want to lose my accent. That's what I'm trying to say. Middle school, that's when I started, like, reading and writing more up to, like, people at, like, my, our level, like, age level. But I was, like, again, you know, like, I haven't gone to, like, an English or, like, a reading class with, like, the rest of my classmates in so long. I had no idea what books you guys have read, like, the comprehension between, like, like I could speak it, I could write it, I could, you know, like understand it, whatever. But now at this point it's like, what, you know, like what am I supposed to be, like how am I supposed to be referencing? And like I just felt like there were so many other words that like my peers had that I didn't understand because I didn't go to your guys' class. Like, you know, like you guys had vocab quizzes and you had like, you know, like all this other fun stuff to like learn new vocabulary. And I didn't get to do that until my freshman year of high school is when I had like my first, like I had my first actual like non-ESL class, which a lot of people didn't know that, you know, like I didn't, it wasn't like something I spoke about. But and then also seventh grade is when I officially lost my accent. I want to say Oregon and like being in the US felt like home my eighth grade year. Like all the friends that I had made, all the people I knew, the teachers and everything, which is like, it was an amazing connection that I had. It was lovely. It was, I felt like I was officially home. You know, like after moving so much growing up, it just like felt so natural to be here my eighth grade year. And I knew that I didn't want to leave. Yeah, so then freshman year I had my first official non-ESL class. But I was still like, see, the thing is like, which is really messed up is that, like I said, like I hadn't comprehended the majority of the stuff you guys have said because like I didn't understand the metaphors and the similes and the jokes and stuff like that. Like it was just like this one thing missing, you know. And like all throughout high school until maybe my junior year of high school, people, like it, our teachers always told me I had a learning disability. They made me believe I had a learning disability because I didn't understand. It was a, there's a culture differences and like, you know, like there was so much stuff that they held me back in ESL classes to help me learn that they were like, oh, like, oh, you don't understand it? Okay, you have a learning disability. So like I was taking all regular classes and then I had to take like a learning disability class until my junior year when like I took a test and they were like, you don't have a learning disability, you know, like I'm sorry. And they were like, that's all we can do is say sorry. And it's like, wow, like okay, like you pretty much just screwed me over. But but that was because of my like language barrier, you know, and like that's what sucked. That's what really sucked. Because I knew, because I felt like my senior year, I felt like if I didn't have that, if I didn't have had that experience, and like that held me back from like doing so well in school and like prospering to like better opportunities for myself. And it held me back because they always told me I had a learning disability and like they held me back from a lot of stuff, you know, which really sucked.